Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It must start out that rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they
everybody,
forgot about
everybody,
it, huh?
Forgot about me.
I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or cursing. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me.
Forgot about me, huh?
Well, yeah,
it's false prophets on the block, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah.
One more.
Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out their mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die.
Yeah.
See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God.
Okay.
I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for all of y'all who have tuned in on tonight. Amen. Everybody who is on the way to call in, we invite everybody to call in on tonight to the phone lines. For those of you that don't got that number, we're going to pin it in the comments for you. That number is 516-666-9967. Praise God. If you want to, amen, call in with your testimony or your prayer request on tonight, you can call directly into the radio station, praise God, and you can get your prayer request, amen, put on the throne of grace, hallelujah, on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, and we are about to have a wonderful time in the Lord, amen. Before we go any further, we're going to open up with a word of prayer on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name. For you said when two or more gather together in your name, that you are in the midst, you are in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. Lord, bless all of those who are in earshot of my voice on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody who has come to hear a word from you, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, when your praises go up, that the blessings will come down. We praise you on tonight. We magnify you on tonight, Lord. We want you to know that we love you and that we appreciate you for each and everything that you have done in our lives and everything that you are about to do and everything that you are doing in our lives. Lord, we praise you for it. We magnify you for it, and we love you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for everybody, amen, out there on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody who's going to call in, everybody that's tuning in, amen. We're going to go to the 100 number of Psalms on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for all of our Facebook viewers, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Everybody out there, amen, on Instagram. We thank God for y'all on tonight as well. Praise God. And we're going to open up tonight with the 100 number of Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is always like the Psalm before the Psalm. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we start at Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And if he who has made us, and not we ourselves, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all. Hallelujah, generations. Praise God, hallelujah. I like the way, amen. I touched on this last week, but hallelujah, you're going to hear this repetitiously. Hallelujah, meaning over and over again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God, hallelujah. So not only is this scripture, amen, telling us how to approach the Lord. Amen. He says when we approach the Lord, we ought to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, unto the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. And then he not only tells us not only how, amen, to approach the Lord, amen, but who can approach the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God. It didn't say, amen, just the people, amen, that were born and raised in church. It didn't say just the people from this side of the railroad tracks. Hallelujah, amen. It didn't just say just people from this side of town. Praise God. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, meaning nobody is excluded, amen, from not only coming to God, but praising God. Hallelujah on today. A lot of times in the church, and this is going to be later on in the sermon as well, amen, we want to, amen, dictate who can come to God and who can't. Praise God. We want to dictate who are the true children of God and who's not the true children of God. Hallelujah, amen. We want to dictate. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Who can come before the throne of grace and who can't come before the throne of grace? Praise God on tonight. Amen. But the thing about it is the Bible says all ye lands. Hallelujah. In other words, we may say because you from over here and you from over there and your family known for doing this, huh, and your people known for doing that, praise God, that you're not welcome in the sanctuary. Praise God. But God said, I don't care where you're from. I don't care where you're your lineage lies. Praise God. Amen. You are free to come before the Lord as long as you come before the Lord making a joyful noise. hallelujah, unto him. That's the requirement, amen, is to make a joyful noise unto him, not for you to have a good background, for you to have a degree in theology, praise God, amen, not for you to come from a lineage of preachers. You could come from a lineage of pimps, prostitutes, hallelujah, praise God, amen. He said it doesn't matter where you come from, amen, it matters the noise that you are making when you come before the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he says, make a joyful noise. Amen. In order to make a joyful noise, you have to be, amen, appreciative of the point that you are at in life. Hallelujah. You got to be appreciative of what God has already done for you. You got to be hopeful of what God is going to do for you. Amen. And you have to be thankful for what God has already done for you. Hallelujah. On tonight, what am I saying? Praise God. I'm saying when you come before the throne of grace, when you come before the throne of the living God, you are to come with an attitude, amen, of gratitude. Praise God. You are to come to the Lord, amen, being appreciative, amen, of what God, amen, has done for you. Amen. Because you want God to take you to the next level. Praise God. But if you want God to take you to the next level, you got to first appreciate the level that God already has you on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I always use the example, amen, at work. You know, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. You want a raise at work. Hallelujah. Or you want a promotion at work. You want to move to the next level at work. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the boss is not going to promote you to the next level until he first sees that you appreciate that the level that you are on now. Hallelujah. How can I trust you to manage the restaurant when you're not even appreciative of working the fries? You don't appreciate flipping the burgers. You're not happy with taking out the trash. You're not good with cleaning out the toilet. This demeans you because you don't appreciate, amen, the duty and the job God has given you. Praise God. When the truth of the matter is, what you should be is appreciative of what God has done for you appreciate putting out the trash, cleaning the grease traps. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Running errands for the boss, getting the boss man coffee, going picking up his dry cleaning. Hallelujah. Amen. Carrying the pastor, the Bible for the pastor, and going to get him some water and bringing him his towel. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, you want to be in charge, but you're not ready to appreciate being the servant. See, when Jesus came, he came and he said, I came to serve. Praise God. He came as an humble servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In order to get to the glory that he had achieved, amen, he had the first, praise God, appreciate being a servant. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do as men and women of God. We have to first appreciate the level that we're on in order to get to the level where God wants us to be. You thought I was going to say the level where you want to be or the level that we want to be. No. Praise God. We got to first appreciate the level that we're on in order to achieve the level that God wants us to be on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, amen, your plans differ from what God has for you. Amen. Praise God. That's why he say all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. See, he said it's not enough that you love God, but you also have to be called according to his purpose. Not your purpose, praise God, but his purpose. Hallelujah on tonight. With that being said on tonight, amen, I want to open up the phone lines to see if there's anyone out there, amen, on tonight that has an attitude of gratitude. If you live out there on Facebook or you live out there, praise God, on Instagram on tonight, I invite you to either leave your testimony or prayer request in the comments. Amen. Or I really invite you to call into our line tonight. The number is 516-666-9967. Call directly into the radio station tonight. Amen. And we can put your prayer request on the throne of grace. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So without further ado, the phone lines are open at this time. If there be one with a testimony or prayer request, the phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God. Testimony or prayer request on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God. Hallelujah on tonight for everybody who has called in and everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Praise God. And we're going to move forward with our service. We're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I hope, amen, everybody is ready for the Word of God on tonight. I want everybody to turn to the book of Matthew. Praise God. Hallelujah. The book of Matthew. Amen. Chapter 15. Praise God. We're going to be starting at verse 22. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 15. We're going to be starting at verse 22. And with all things, we go to the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name once again. Lord, we ask that you lead me and guide me through this word on tonight. Hallelujah. Use me as a mouthpiece of instruction on tonight to teach your children on tonight. Hallelujah. We rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight. We bind them and rebuke them in your name and command them to leave. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you in advance. Hallelujah. For the eye-opening word that you are about to deliver to us on tonight. We pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we are going to the book of Matthew, chapter 15. Hallelujah. Verse, hallelujah, 22. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Lord, have mercy on me, O thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, first, hallelujah, I have to stop and explain this. Amen. Praise God. What's going on? Hallelujah. It's a woman of Canaan. Amen. The Bible wants us to know, amen, this is a woman of Canaan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why does it want us to notice a woman of Canaan? Because a woman of Canaan, amen, is not a Hebrew. It's not necessarily a Jewish woman. Hallelujah. If you recall, amen, when we go back to the Old Testament, in the land of Canaan is the promised land to the Jews. And as you recall, amen, we were commanded to go and defeat the Canaanites in order to inhabit the land that God had promised us. Hallelujah, amen. The Canaanites were considered, hallelujah, amen. We didn't associate with the Canaanites because, amen, they weren't holy like we were. Amen. They weren't the Jews. They weren't the Hebrews. They weren't the chosen people of God. Hallelujah. However, here we are, amen, with a woman that is not a follower of our religious practices, of our religious beliefs. Here we are with this woman, praise God, crying out to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to point out the way she cried out to him. She said, have mercy on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first thing the Canaanite woman said to Jesus is, have mercy on me. She recognized one thing. First of all, I'm not worthy to ask you for anything. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. See, we as children of God, we don't realize this. We don't take this in consideration as the sinners or the worldly people do. Praise God that we are not worthy to ask God for anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible, one verse, Jesus called us worthless servants who should just do as we're told. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus recognized this in this woman. This woman approached Jesus with the attitude that I'm not worthy to ask you for anything. I need you to have mercy on me. How many times have we come to the Lord and we've needed something, but we didn't have the proper attitude? Praise God. We've come to the throne of grace, hallelujah, but we had the wrong attitude when we came to the throne. Hallelujah. Some of us come to the throne almost expecting God to just automatically say, yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot, that's what we teach. That's what we are being taught, that God is just going to say yes. Hallelujah. To everything we ask of him. Hallelujah. So we don't bother saying, God, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Because we just expect God to do whatever we ask him to do. But this woman has the knowledge, amen, that I don't deserve anything from God whatsoever. And if we were to think about it and realize that the Bible says no sin being greater than the next, if you have violated one of the laws of God, that you have violated all of the laws of God, then you would realize that you're not worthy either. Hallelujah, praise God. All the rights you did, amen, in your lifetime, all the people that you've helped in your life, amen, does not qualify you to be entitled to receive anything from God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. You're not entitled to receive anything, hallelujah, from God. Amen. Hallelujah. But this woman recognized that, amen. It's funny how the people of the world recognize stuff that the people in the church don't seem to realize, that we not worthy. We want God to do something, and some of us get attitudes with God. Hallelujah. Some of us get attitudes with God when God, amen, doesn't, amen, open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing when we want him to. Hallelujah. When God don't answer the prayer that we ask him to answer when we want him to. Praise God. When God doesn't move by our timetable, praise God, some of us get angry at God. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But this woman, not only this woman, remember the centurion soldier. Jesus said, I'll come to your house and heal your servant, but he said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Praise God. Jesus even told the parable. He said there was a Pharisees, amen, that came before, hallelujah, the altar to give his offering, and he said, amen, thank God that I'm not like that tax collector over there. Hallelujah. But the tax collector came before the altar and he said, Lord, have mercy on me. And he said, the man that was more righteous was the tax collector, who said to have mercy on him, rather than the Pharisees, who felt like, I follow all the rules and I do everything right. I do all the right sacrifices. I do all the religious practices. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But hallelujah. Amen. But God, hallelujah, saying amen. Praise God to this woman, amen. Watch this, he said in verse 23. Let me expound just a little bit more. Hallelujah. After she said, have mercy on me, hallelujah, she gave Jesus, for lack of a better term, the respect that he was entitled. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, amen. Thou son of David, praise God, hallelujah, amen. She put him in his proper, hallelujah, position, amen. Then she said, my daughter is grievously vexed with a demon, hallelujah, praise God. She's saying, God, this is something serious. I know I don't deserve it, but what I got going on is serious, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But watch this in verse 23. But he answered her not a word. Praise God. But his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me point out this. Amen. He said, but he answered her not a word. Praise God. Amen. I want you to see something. He didn't answer her. Amen. Praise God. He kept it moving. Hallelujah, amen. But the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away before she crieth. Crieth means this was a continuous thing that she's doing, meaning she's following Jesus, praising and worshiping Jesus. Oh, son of David, hallelujah, have mercy on me. Oh, son of David, have mercy on me. He's not answering, but she's not stopping. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. It reminds me of the woman with the issue of the blood. The Bible says she said within herself, she said to herself. But in the original Greek, the Bible says, amen, that she said over and over again to herself. Hallelujah, if I could just touch, if I could just touch. She didn't stop just because she didn't get an answer right away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Understand what I'm saying. Some of us, when we pray and we seek after God, hallelujah, when we don't get an answer right away, we stop praying. Hallelujah. When we don't see results right away, amen, we give up hope. Hallelujah, amen. When you're praying about that marriage, amen, and it don't seem like it's working out, hallelujah, you give up hope and start shopping for a newer model. Hallelujah, praise God. When those children, amen, don't seem like, amen, they're going to turn out like you want them to turn out, hallelujah, you begin, amen, just writing them off, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, saying, I don't know how, I don't know why, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, and you just give up and you lose hope. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, really, you lose faith, because faith is the substance of things that we hope for, and you're not hoping for anything. Praise God, hallelujah. So you've lost faith in what God can do. Praise God. So you thought you lost faith in people, hallelujah, but really you're losing faith in God. And I want to point out this, amen. The disciples said, saying, send her away. But she crieth after us. Men and women of God, I want you to know when your phone rings and people email you and they texting you, hallelujah, and they bugging you and harassing you after church, hallelujah, they not chasing after you. Hallelujah, praise God. See, God says some of us have gotten prideful. Hallelujah, and our hands have got a little swollen. Amen. And people are not chasing after you. They're not seeking after you. Hallelujah, praise God. They're seeking after God. Hallelujah. This woman was crying out, son of David. Ain't now one of these disciples the son of David. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But yet they say, send her away. Hallelujah. She seeketh after us. She crieth after us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody crying after you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't nobody after your anointing. Praise God. Ain't nobody after your gifts. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody after your touch. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are after Jesus. Hallelujah, they are after God. They are seeking after God. Hallelujah, but you are their avenue. Watch this, the disciples were between the woman and Jesus. You are their avenue to get to him. Praise God, but some of us don't want to be bothered. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, some of us want to preach on Sunday. Hallelujah, we want to call over the prayer lines and give our little sermons. Hallelujah, but we don't wanna put the time in. We wanna be the emergency room doctor. You know, the emergency room doctor, they just check you out, tell you what's wrong with you, and give you a referral to another doctor. Hallelujah. I just pass you on through to give you the diagnosis and send you on about your way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, and that's the way some of us are. We've gotten so big-headed, all I do is preach on Sunday. As a matter of fact, I ain't coming to your church to give you a word unless you have a predetermined amount of money already prepared for me. Don't let it be somewhere I got to travel, because I need travel expenses. Hallelujah, praise God. I need hotel expenses. I need eating expenses. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And then I don't want to stay too long, amen. I got to hurry up and get a plane and get back home. I ain't got time to deal with people. I'm going to give you a word, and that's it. After that, I got to walk off. And then we praying to God, do something about these people. These people getting on my nerves. They crying after me. They crying after us. Hallelujah. God told me to tell you tonight, they not crying after you. Hallelujah. They crying out to Jesus. And you are the avenue to get to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. But watch this in verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent. Hallelujah. Praise God. But unto the lost sheep, the lost house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I am not sent. Hallelujah. But unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, you ain't from the house of Israel. You don't pay your tithes in this church. Hallelujah, praise God. You wasn't, this is Jesus now. Hallelujah, praise God. But sometimes, amen, God is testing you. Sometimes God wanna see how far your faith can go. God wanna see, amen, are you believing what the word say or what the world say? Watch this. Because what Jesus is saying is what, hallelujah, amen, what is true. The word says I was sent to the house of Israel. I get this question all the time. Who is salvation for? And the answer is the Bible tells us that salvation is for the Jews. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, I was sent, hallelujah, not for you. I'm not here for you. Hallelujah. You're a Canaanite. I wasn't sent, hallelujah, for the Canaanites. Amen. I was sent for the find the lost sheep of Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But watch this. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. She, now notice this. Hallelujah. She got an answer from God. Have you ever gotten an answer from God? Hallelujah. Amen. But it wasn't really the answer you wanted to hear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Has God ever told you something like, you know, there's other people that are more deserving of this blessing than you? Hallelujah, praise God. You asking me to fix your marriage when you ain't did nothing to hold your marriage together. There's other people out there that have been really trying. Hallelujah, you ain't been trying it out. The Canaanites weren't trying to follow Jehovah. Hallelujah, praise God. They were worshiping their own gods, doing their own thing. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, there's people in church. Hallelujah, amen. They've been going, trying to get a word, trying to do this, trying to do that, and here you come. Hallelujah, ain't been to church since your mama drug you to church. Here you come, asking God for, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. This ain't for you. Hallelujah. This for people that's been trying. Hallelujah. This for people that gave their all trying to find something in the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this woman was not deterred by what seemed to be rejection. The Lord wants me to tell you sometimes I'm testing you. It seems like I'm rejecting you, but really I'm testing you to see how far your faith can go. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, I'm going to say that again. He says, sometimes it seems like I'm rejecting you when really I'm testing you to see how far, hallelujah, how far your faith can go. How far does your faith go? Can you hear what you think was a no and worship me anyway? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Watch this. Amen. After she began to worship, but he answered and said, hallelujah, praise God. Now she wearing him down now. Hallelujah, praise God. She's testing. Hallelujah. She's going back and forth with God. God, I need you to do this for me. Oh, you ain't been doing that. Hallelujah, praise God. But I'm going to worship you anyway. How about that? I'm going to keep worshiping you regardless. I know you said no, but I'm going to keep worshiping you. And now God scratching his head and he goes, but it's not me hallelujah, to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Hallelujah. That's what the Jews referred to the Canaanites as. They called them dogs. Hallelujah. Praise God. Worthless animals. Hallelujah. Dumb animals. Praise God. Walk on four legs. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what they referred to them as. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. And God said, Jesus said, it's not right. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not meat. It's not. See, to meat means, amen, things are coming together. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's profiting something. Hallelujah. And he's saying let me put it this way. He's approaching it from a logical standpoint. It's not logical. Hallelujah. Praise God. For me to give something that is meant for the children to the dogs. But watch this. She said truth, Lord. She didn't deny that. She said, you're right. It don't make no sense. I ain't been coming to church. I ain't been worshiping you. Hallelujah. I ain't been following you. I ain't read a scripture. I don't know. I ain't never had a scroll. You're absolutely right. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're absolutely right. But watch this. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Hallelujah. Watch this. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Now, I know that a lot of people don't get it. You got to hear this. She's saying, hallelujah, I may be a dog. Hallelujah, praise God. But if I'm a dog, I'm your dog. Y'all ain't catching it. Because in order for me, amen, to eat the crumbs from the master's table, I have to be in the master's house. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. In other words, amen, just like the children, you're the God of those children, you're the God of these dogs. Hallelujah. I may not have been doing everything I'm supposed to have been doing. Hallelujah, my life. I ain't been going to church the way I'm supposed to have been going. I ain't been worshiping the way I'm supposed to have been worshiping. I ain't been reading the Bible the way I'm supposed to have been reading the Bible. Hallelujah on tonight. I ain't seek you the way I'm supposed to have been seeking you. But I recognize one thing. I am still in your house and you are still my master. And if you just give me the crumbs. Hallelujah. You can let the children have the whole loaf, but if you just give me the crumbs, hallelujah, praise God, because your children ain't really doing nothing with the loaf that they got. They don't know what they got. Hallelujah, praise God. See, that's the problem with us church folks, us Christians, us Jews, us Muslims, those that think we so close with God. We don't know what we got. But the dogs do. You know, the people in the world know how great our God is more than we do. They recognize how powerful our God is more than we do. Do you know the person that says that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor a son of man that he shall repent? If he say a thing, shall he not do it? Do you realize this man was not a Hebrew? This man was not a Jew. Hallelujah, praise God. This man was a medium. This man was a psychic. Hallelujah, praise God. This man was a wizard. Hallelujah, he was a sorcerer. He did not follow God, but he recognized who God was enough to say that God is not a man that he shall lie. In other words, I'm not going to go against God. You got to be out of your mind if you think I'm going to go against God. People in the world understand more how powerful our God is more than we do. Hallelujah, praise God. This woman ain't... We supposed to have faith, but sometimes if we don't get the answer we supposed to get, hallelujah, the answer we expect in the time frame we expected, hallelujah, we give up hope, we give up faith, we say it ain't going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We say it ain't going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I am here, amen, to tell you tonight, amen, that you got to be persistent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says that's a problem. Hallelujah. With a lot of saints, a lot of saints ain't persistent. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of saints' faith ain't strong enough. They give up too quick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But yet a person is in the world that they don't really know nothing about God, know enough to say, if I just keep worshiping him. Oh, hallelujah. You see, some of the saints, we get down and out and we stop worshiping. We give up. Hallelujah. Call people crying. I just can't do it no more. Hallelujah. I'm about ready to give up. The same time you about ready to give up walking with God, somebody in the world is ready to come start their walk with God because they tired of living that life. Hallelujah. They looking at you like, child, I don't know what's wrong with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to go into a mess that I just came out of. Hallelujah. There you is in the wilderness talking about, I'm ready to go back to Egypt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we talk about them. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we preaching about them. Amen. Hallelujah. But yet we be them same ones. Hallelujah. Saying, I'm about ready to give up. I'm about ready to leave the ministry. I'm about ready to leave it all behind. Hallelujah. Because it ain't working out the way I thought it was going to work out. Praise God. But yet this woman that wasn't even a follower of God. Hallelujah, who God looked at her and called her a dog. Hallelujah, praise God, kept worshiping. Hallelujah, this is the thing, God, you might ask God for something, God might call you something that you are. You're a liar, you're an adulterer. Hallelujah, you're a fornicator. You're a porn watcher. Hallelujah, you're a drunkard. Amen, he calling you out stuff that you are. And some of us get offended when we call stuff that we are or stuff that we do. Praise God. Let me put it that way, stuff that we do or stuff that we have done. We got the nerve to get offended. I have a friend, we call him Trouble. Hallelujah, amen. He was a master thief. A master thief, praise God. He would go steal something out of Walgreens and not only come back with it, but he would come back with it inside of a Walgreens bag. Hallelujah, praise God. And we would be amazed. We would be wondering how. Amen, did this man steal this and not only steal it, come out with a bag. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And I made a joke one time, I say, Trouble will knock on your door. Hallelujah, ask you if there's somebody there, you say no. By the time you close your door and turn around, you turn around, all your furniture gone. Hallelujah, praise God, meaning he stole it just that quick. Hallelujah, praise God. And he would get so offended when I say this, he got mad one day. Back around the corner, didn't want to talk to me no more. Hallelujah, praise God that day. Amen. But I wasn't lying. The boy was a master thief. And liars hate to be called liars. Cheaters hate to be called cheaters. Thieves hate to be called thieves. And God might tell you something, it's not right for me to fix your marriage when you're an adulterer. Hallelujah. It is not right, amen, for me to fix you on your job when you're a thief. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not right for me to bless your ministry. Hallelujah. When you a double-sided preacher. Oh, Lord, have mercy today. It's not right for me to do this. Hallelujah. Well, some of us hear that and give up. It's over with. I give up hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this woman, despite what God was saying, kept praising him. Hallelujah. And saying, I recognize that even though I'm a dog, I'm still living in your house. I'm still your responsibility. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then Jesus, verse 28, Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. See, sometimes you got to look stupid. Sometimes you got to keep praying where it don't seem like your prayers are being answered. Hallelujah, praise God. Sometimes you got to keep preaching when it seems like nobody's listening. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to keep teaching when it seems like nobody's learning. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. You got to keep training. Hallelujah, when it seems like nobody's being developed. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. He said, O woman, great is thy face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. See, I know that she was looking real stupid to everybody around her now. Hallelujah. Just imagine if you were there and you saw somebody begging for somebody for something and they just kept telling them no. Hallelujah. It's not right for me to do this. I ain't about to do it. I didn't come here to do this. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do it. Praise God. But this woman kept, hallelujah, praising God and kept begging God. Some of us don't want to beg. Remember that song they had out about who was at the Temptations? I ain't too proud to beg. Some of us, we too proud to beg. Hallelujah. We too proud to beg God. We too proud to say, Lord, have mercy on me. I know I don't deserve it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know. Amen. That I'm not worthy. Hallelujah. When God say no, hallelujah, you just give up. You throw your hand. Well, he said, well, it sounded like he said no. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. But really, God said, I'm testing your faith. Hallelujah. I'm testing your faith. And he said, woman, great is thy faith. Great is thy faith. Great is thy faith. Why is your faith so great? More than one reason. Number one, you didn't stop. You kept asking me. You just knew that I was that type of God, that if you kept asking me, I was going to answer your prayer. Number one, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And then when we look at number two, hallelujah, you told me you could do more with the crumbs. Hallelujah. You said, I don't even need the whole loaf. Just give me the crumbs, hallelujah, that are falling off of the master's table. All I need is what's left over. Hallelujah. I don't need everything. And so your children asking you for mansions and business and private planes, and they asking you to build cathedrals and hallelujah, amen, asking you for designer clothes and red bottoms, and they asking you for all these material things. I'm not asking you for all that. Hallelujah. All I need is the crumbs. All I need is my daughter. This ain't even for me. This is for my daughter. Hallelujah. I'm going to take the crumbs and go back and feed her with them. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. And watch this. He said, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be it unto thee. Whatever you want. This is what he's saying. Whatever you want, you can have it. Hallelujah, praise God. Whatever you're asking me for right now, it is yours. Hallelujah, because your faith is great. Some of you, amen, God say some of you gave up too quick. You gave up too quick on that marriage. You gave up too quick on that ministry. You gave up too quick on that job. Hallelujah, praise God. God say you gave up too quick. Hallelujah, you wasn't persistent enough. God gave a parable of a judge, an unrighteous judge, who didn't care about man. Hallelujah, he did not fear God. And it said a woman came to him, amen, not only a woman, amen, but a widow woman at that. Hallelujah, that's important to know, because a widow woman, a woman already had no rights without a man. Hallelujah, without a husband, she already had no rights. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now she's a widowed woman. Hallelujah. Amen. Which means she didn't have no husband and wasn't eligible to be remarried. Amen. Praise God. Which means she had no kind of status whatsoever. But she came before an unrighteous judge. And this unrighteous judge, she had a request, and he answered her no. Hallelujah. Praise God. But she kept coming to him day by day with this same request. He kept telling her no. Praise God. Hallelujah. And finally, one day, the judge said, you know what? If I don't give this woman what she asked me for, she ain't going to never leave me alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. So because she was persistent, an unrighteous man, hallelujah, who don't give a you know what, about you know who or nobody else, including God, hallelujah, was able to break and say, I'm going to give you what you want, even though you're a person that has no social status, hallelujah, amen, no social standing, amen, you have no entitlement, amen, in this society whatsoever, I'm going to grant you your request because I'm tired of you harassing me. Praise God. God, Jesus say, how much more will the Father give you? Hallelujah, who is love. God is love. How much more will he give you? A righteous God, a loving God, a God that will supply all of your needs and glory according to, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How much more will God give you? See, some of y'all just gave up too quick. Praise God. There was a prophet named Daniel. He prayed to God for an answer. Amen. And he didn't get it that first day. He didn't get it that second day. He didn't get it that third day. 20 days later, here comes the angel with the answer. Praise God. And when the angel came with the answer, he said, God sent me with the answer the first time you prayed. But I got in some trouble in the spirit realm. Some interference came through. Hallelujah. But when you kept praying, amen, God kept sending reinforcements to back me up. Hallelujah. The more you prayed, the more reinforcements came. And the more we were able, praise God, hallelujah, to overcome the enemy in the spirit realm and deliver you the message, hallelujah, the answer, amen, that you have been asking God for. What am I saying tonight? I'm saying tonight, hallelujah, you gotta keep praying, no matter what it looked like. Hallelujah. You gotta have the faith to know that when Jesus said, whatever ye so desire, when ye pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. You have to believe, hallelujah, that the only thing that's happening is maybe something going on in the spirit realm. My prayers have already been answered. I'm gonna keep praying. Hallelujah. Amen. So the reinforcements can come. Hallelujah, and push my blessing all the way through whatever's going on in the spirit realm so I can receive it here in the physical realm. Praise God on tonight. You have to believe it, hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I apologize to our Facebook watchers. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. I don't know, it keeps dropping the amen, the signal, amen, but we thank God for all of y'all still on Blog Talk Radio and still, hallelujah, on Instagram. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I get ready to close the message tonight, amen, the Bible says, amen, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Hallelujah, praise God. From that very hour. Watch this. Not the hour that she first prayed to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, when we read it, it seemed like it went by so fast. This was maybe a 5-minute encounter, 10 at the most. Praise God. Amen. But we really don't know how long this lasted. Hallelujah. But we know this. The Bible says that she was healed from that very hour, the very hour that Jesus said, oh, woman, great is thy faith. What's your faith? It's proved to be great. Hallelujah. Is when the answer, praise God, hallelujah, will be given unto you. When your faith is proven to have been great. Hallelujah. Amen. When God has tested your faith and your faith passed the test. Hallelujah. Not when you first prayed, but after you passed the test. Once she passed the test, from that hour, the Bible says, praise God, from that very hour, hallelujah, hallelujah, from that very hour, praise God, the Bible says, amen, her daughter was made whole. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. See, once our tests have been proven, once we pass our test and our faith is proven to be great, hallelujah, that's when God begins to act. God ain't just, if your faith ain't great, hallelujah, if you don't truly believe that God can do it, don't even come to God with it. Hallelujah. When your faith is great, that means when it don't happen the first time you pray or the second time you pray. Some people go years praying for people until they see results. Hallelujah. Some people will go years praying for themselves before they see results. Some people spend years trying to get over addiction and being molested and all kind of traumatic things that happened in their lives. Some people go years praying, hallelujah, for them to get over this and for their mind to shift from this, for their marriage to get better, for their child to get right, for their financial situation. Some people go years, and when God see how great your faith is, from that very hour, hallelujah. From that very hour, the Bible says her daughter was made whole. Whatever you're asking God for, hallelujah, God says tonight, don't stop praying. Don't stop being persistent. Hallelujah, amen. Don't stop asking him and don't stop believing him no matter what you think the answer was. You may have thought he said no, when God could have really been testing your faith. Hallelujah, to see if you was going to bow down. Hallelujah, if you were going to back down. Hallelujah, praise God, because you didn't get the answer right away. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we close up the message tonight, amen. Hallelujah. This woman said, give me the crumbs. Hallelujah, give me the crumbs. Hallelujah, praise God. God say some of us got the whole loaf and we don't know what to do with it. But people out there that don't know me like you say you know me. Amen. Say they can take the crumbs and do more. Hallelujah, than you can with the whole loaf. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Be persistent with your prayers. Hallelujah. And believe God. Hallelujah. Believe he said he can do what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah on tonight. We just thank God for his word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That you are a God, amen, of answers. Hallelujah. You are a God of tests. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are a God, hallelujah, that is just and is right and is fair, Lord. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For your word on tonight. May this word that you gave us enlighten our souls. May it give us more knowledge than we came in with, Lord. And Lord, help us to work this word in our everyday life. As the Bible says, help us to practice your righteousness, Lord. For you said, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, all these other things will be added. And we just want to seek your righteousness on tonight. And we pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for everybody who called in and everybody who tuned in on tonight. Amen. Once again, we're sorry for our technical difficulties. Hallelujah that we experienced out there on Facebook. Amen. We got about 4 videos out there tonight. Praise God. But we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to open up the phone lines just one more time before we close out tonight. If there be one on tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request that you want to lay on the throne of grace, we invite you to do so at this time. Will there be one on tonight?
Well, praise God, brother. I'm just asking you to pray for my grandson that had a wreck Sunday and is in the hospital. So I ask that some prayer go out for him for his healing.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to take that to the throne of grace right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, hallelujah, asking for the anointing of healing on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Healing of the grandson on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We know, Lord, that you are a doctor. You are still a doctor in the sick room on tonight, Lord. And you are above all capable of healing any ailment on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, tonight that you be with the family, Lord, that you give them comfort to know, hallelujah, amen, to keep on praying. Hallelujah. And watch the results come in. Hallelujah. We believe you on tonight for healing on tonight. And we thank you in advance right now. Hallelujah. For the healing that you are delivering right now. Hallelujah. We believe it is so in your son Jesus' name. And we thank you right now. And we praise you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Our prayers, amen, will go out and stay, amen, with the Page family on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who tuned in out there on Facebook. Hallelujah. Amen. Out there on Instagram. We thank God for every Blog Talk listener on tonight. And every caller on tonight, we thank God for each and every person. We truly hope that the word has blessed somebody on tonight. Hallelujah. And we just ask that you can meet us back here. Amen. We're going to have a special show on tomorrow night also. Hallelujah. So you can join us back here tomorrow night at the same time, 9 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah. Amen. With a special word from the Lord on tomorrow night. Amen. You want to know who the speaker is? Amen. And you want to know what the subject going to be? Well, check it out. Call back tomorrow night, and you'll find out then. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for each and every person who called in and tuned in. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We truly hope the word has blessed somebody. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Be persistent with your prayers. Hallelujah. And worship him even if it seems like he's saying no. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he never said no. I got to say it. He never said no. Hallelujah. But sometimes we might perceive it to be no and not perceive it to be a test of our faith. Hallelujah. Somebody, God is testing somebody's faith on tonight. And you ready to give up and stop praying. But the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you tonight, keep on praying. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Not only that, don't stop worshiping him. No matter what the people say, no matter how people feel about it, people want to send you away. People want to shut you down. People want to shut you up. Hallelujah tonight. But God told me to tell you, don't stop praying. Don't stop worshiping. Don't stop praising. And most of all, don't stop believing. Because when God tests your faith and see how great it is, whatever you ask God for at that very hour, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We will see y'all again tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the words you delivered to us on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the people who ears and fell apart. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the change that has been brought about. Hallelujah. From your word. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you have done and everything that you are about to do. As we leave from this place with never your presence, Lord, we bind the work of the enemy. We cast those demons out in the name of Jesus. We do command them to leave us alone. Stop following us around. Hallelujah. Stop waiting outside of our doors. Praise God. Stop waiting in our cars. We bind y'all and we send y'all away in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we pray the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady Aisha and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And we will see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide. Hallelujah and Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night. And as we leave tonight, amen, here's the song, Worth. Hallelujah, amen. Because God definitely thought some of us were worth saving. And the way he cleaned us up, amen, only some people can tell you, amen, how dirty we used to be. So I'll see y'all next time. And don't forget to say y'all prayers. Hallelujah. Just watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. See y'all next time.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I in the mighty name of Jesus.